This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we are at Anarcho Vegas. Jeff Berwick is on stage as we speak. He is...
That's why the whole place is cleared out.
Yeah.
It's like it's a ghost town out
Everybody's
here in the area.
He's winging it, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's awesome. And he just announced Anarchopulco's MC is going to be Benny Wills, which is super talented.
He's great.
Just listening to his poetry in there, and oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, I want to have him back on the air, but all I want to have him do is just read his poetry on the air. I don't want to ask him any questions. I just want the listeners to hear what he had to say. I don't know if this is being recorded in there. I haven't even been in the
yes,
room.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's being streamed.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
I believe it's on Facebook.
I'm
streamed live on Facebook.
Well, hopefully it'll be
you
available.
You can also go to anarchovegas.com and you get the stream there.
Okay, cool. Good to know. So, Ian and Mark here in our remote studio as we launch into the third hour here on Tuesday night. Finally, we both, Lynn, have connected. We were at Freedom Fest together. You walked by our table a number of times, and we almost always had somebody sitting there. I'm like, oh, I want to get Lynn on, but we're talking to somebody else right now. And luckily, we've connected here, and here you are. Lynn Ulbricht is with us again from FreeRoss.org. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, Ian. Great to be here with you guys.
It's always good
As
to
always.
Have you on. We were all together at the launch party last night, sort of the pre-party for Anarcho Vegas, which was also a Free Ross fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little auction. It wasn't as large as what happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but the attendance was still good, and the fundraising was still pretty darn good as well. I think, was it 1,500 or so? Do you recall what the...
I actually haven't gotten the final figure, but yeah, it's probably around that.
I know there was a very nice art piece of Ross. Of course, we're talking about Ross Ulbricht. For listeners who aren't familiar, he is the creator of the Silk Road, the world's first underground marketplace that happened to allow people to buy and sell, you know, things like drugs. For instance, the federal government sentenced him to two life sentences plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of building a website, which is, you know, should be a freedom of speech issue. It should not even be an illegal thing. If somebody's going to use a website to do something illegal, then they should go after that person. But they wanted to send a message, and here we are today working on trying to get him out of that.
And even if you accept the premise that people should be controlled in the area of which drugs they put in their bodies and that sort of thing, even if you accept that premise, Ross, I mean, the things that he is accused of doing are not that... They don't merit two life sentences.
No, God, no.
Commensurate about this.
There were heroin dealers on that site, I think, that got, you know, 5 to 10.
The biggest drug seller on the site got 10.
Yeah.
And everyone else got less than 10.
Right.
El Chapo just got half the sentence Ross did 2 days ago.
Whoa, I had not heard that news.
Yep, they rushed him off. So, I mean, there you go. Ross Ulbricht is twice the villain that El Chapo is.
Who murdered people.
Right.
This, I mean,
who's a real kingpin, if you want to talk kingpin.
Yeah, for people that don't know, El Chapo was he the Sinaloa cartel guy?
I think so.
I mean,
I'm a cartel expert.
I mean, I mean, he was a big wig when it comes to drug gangs.
Right.
And Ross Ulbricht never
saw... They're piling heads up. Chapo's piling heads up.
Ross,
like, literally.
Ross Ulbricht never saw the inside of a gang. You know, like, he doesn't know what that life is.
He has never been accused of any kind of causing any physical harm to anyone.
So we're here with you at this event. It was great last night to see $1,000 was the bid on the artwork of Ross. There were some like DVDs and hats that went for hundreds, you know, $200 for a DVD. So I bet you it was probably more than $1,500 came in. And the money that is being raised now, is it still going to pay attorneys' bills at this point?
We've got like five of them.
Five attorneys?
Yes, we have.
What are they doing?
Well, there are two that who are working on what's called a 2255, which is a petition to the court, to the district court, that is fighting for a new trial based on the fact that the last trial had many flaws. And it's hard to get, but we've got to try. We have...
I thought that the appeals process made that impossible. I mean,
no, this isn't civil court. This is actually a civil suit, and it's not an appeal. It's different.
Okay.
It's, yeah. And
so you're suing the government for giving a bad trial.
I guess you could put it like that. Okay. I hadn't thought of that.
I had not heard this news.
I've never even heard of this being done, but it, I don't see why it couldn't.
Everybody from prison does it, you know, because it's your last chance. It's a Hail Mary kind of thing.
What could come out of this?
New trial could.
Really?
Or
it's the worst trial I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the worst.
It was a travesty.
Yeah, the biggest travesty I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They used every dirty trick in the book, and these are the people that are supposed to serve us. Yeah. And it's
uphold
just,
justice. Right. Uphold fair trials.
Right. Just disgusting.
Yeah. The prosecutors have hijacked our justice system and made it a conviction machine. That's what they've done.
You'd think that, yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
and what else are the lawyers doing?
Okay, and then we have this horrible piece of trash movie that is portraying Ross as an actual physical murderer.
Oh, my God.
And we have to fight that because, you know.
Is this like a Hollywood movie? What is this?
Yeah, it's a minor, independent feature film that is completely defaming, falsely. Ross, and they're, so we have to, that's lawyers.
Which is what the prosecutors started, by the way, by dragging out these allegations about him, claiming that he had conducted a murder for hire, when in point of fact, he has never faced any charges for that, and there's no evidence of it, because if there were any evidence, they would have charged him with it in a heartbeat, but there is
no evidence. They pile everything on. But this is taking it one step further and actually having him actually assassinate someone, which is so ridiculous, with blood and the whole, and it's, so
that. But for listeners that don't know, Ross is a voluntarist. He's a libertarian. He's a principled libertarian. He would not aggress against another human being. It's just so unbelievable. I mean, I don't know him personally, obviously, but I know what I've read about him, and I know what he's written.
Well, he proved it in prison to his own jeopardy because he was being forced, whatever, to beat up another inmate, and he wouldn't do it. He said, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, well, it's not initiation. It was more like an expectation by some of the people in there that...
Do this or else.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then you're going to be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't do it. He could have.
They wanted him to do their dirty work for them.
Yeah, two of them. You get two on, Anyway, so he put himself in jeopardy rather than, attack another person. And anyone who knows Ross and knew him before, it just is absurd to think that he is any kind of threat to anyone. He's totally principled, like you say, voluntarist, peaceful person.
Right.
In any case, so to further his own career and make money, this Hollywood person is, have a really sensationalistic scene. So we have to fight that. That's lawyers.
Hmm.
Let's see, who else? That's a couple of... And then there's some that are we're trying to make our defense fund more... safe in terms of it is now, but setting it up, there's certain paperwork and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And then you're also,
I'm sure there's more. I just
trying to connect with somehow getting Ross a pardon
or a
commutation. And then that guy. Yes. So that's yes, and we're working with people to help us. Yeah, put together a packet to present and the clemency.
To present to Donald
and you have to get
Trump.
It in front of the right people. I mean, people it's a big nation and there's lots of pardons coming in front of Donald Trump.
Right, I know. Yeah.
So,
although there was news while we were doing all these interviews and live and, here at these conferences in Vegas, there was a headline that the government has been releasing now some drug prisoners from their minor. They had this tiny little sentencing reform. They actually called it like the baby step still or something. Yeah, first step.
The First Step Act.
Yeah. And so they actually have apparently...
Some people have fallen under that.
...begun releasing some of those people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. So,
very good.
It's hard to be optimistic about the government,
yes,
because they're so awful and they hurt so many people.
They do.
But,
they have a process and they have to run some people through that process. Otherwise, the process is of no value. So they're going to run some people through. There will be people pardoned this year. There will be people pardoned next year. There will be people pardoned the year
and
after.
It really is all about who you know. And if you can get in front of the right people who know Donald Trump, then maybe you can get his attention and maybe he'll actually do something.
If he cares about attention, let's not forget that I have and you have pledged to vote for Donald Trump if he pardons Ross Ulbricht. And I'm sure that there are many, many, many of our listeners, our half a million listeners
who would do it too,
on more than 200 radio stations and all across the internet that would choose to do the same thing.
Lynn,
so,
can you stick with us for some more here? Lynn Ulbricht is with us. FreeRoss.org is the website. That's where you can go to sign petitions to help support. We can talk more about that. Coming up here on Free Talk Live as we are from Anarcho-Vegas.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at, about to say Freedom Fest. We're at Anarcho Vegas. We were at Freedom Fest. All these days, it's been a lot of broadcasting. We ended up with two more shows than we expected to do. We're recording Tuesday night show at this point, Lynn. It's been a little exhausting. But also, all of it's brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. And, of course, the folks over at bitcoin.com are longtime supporters of Ross, Roger Veer, one of the big ones behind helping out at freeross.org. Go to local.bitcoin.com, and you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting up in person with cash. You don't need to show identification in order to get your account on the site, and the conversations between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So it's finally an actually private trading platform that you can use anytime you want. It's global at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue, Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, we've got Lynn Ulbricht with us from freeross.org. She is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, a man sitting in prison now for 6 years?
It'll be six in October 1st.
Six years.
Six full years. He went in at 29. He's 35.
And we were just talking about some of the experiences that he's had on the inside. I remember hearing a letter written by him. I don't know who was reading it. I don't know if it was Roger Veer or something like that. But talking about how it seems like he hasn't lost his hope. It seems like he's still a positive person. That this terrible system that is the federal prison system hasn't completely ruined him at this point. Can you speak to how he is today? You're the one that talks to him the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one reason I've been committed to living where he is, so he will have visits from the outside. And it's not only me, but I'm consistently there.
How many times have they moved him around in 6 or 7 years?
Three
times, okay.
Well, actually four if you count within New York. There's two different places.
And where is he now?
He's in Tucson.
Okay.
Which is good, because it's not violent like the last place.
Good.
So, yeah, it's a huge relief.
Is it a different security level?
No.
No.
It's not. But because he was made a target by not assaulting someone,
right,
he's gone to where they put people who are targeted.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not violent.
Got it.
He's just intentionally a positive person by nature,
mm-hmm,
and he's making a point to be positive. I did a presentation at Porkfest that you may have heard that was the five keys
to
inner strength.
I recorded that, actually.
Yeah, that I've learned in 5 years of prison. And he just really works at being strong, staying himself. When I visit him, he's still Ross. He's funny. He's fun to talk to and be with. He's not bitter. He's optimistic. He's just wants to get out. He's very, very intent on wanting to get out because,
yeah,
you know, it's so frustrating. But at the same time, he does. He's not, he hasn't changed. He's still himself. And that I'm very grateful for that.
That video is still to come, by the way. I was there for that speech, and it was great, and I recorded it. I've been releasing one Porcupine Freedom Festival video per, basically, roughly one per week. I'm skipping this week because I'm not there to do it, but you're still on deck. It's coming soon, probably sometime within the next 3 or so weeks.
Awesome.
And I will definitely let you guys know once that is available. So you're here, obviously, you're doing fundraising, you're connecting with people. Let's go back to Freedom Fest, though. We were talking about how the audience is very different, the people attending Freedom Fest compared to, say, here at Anarcho Vegas or at Anarchapulco. Here the age demographic is much younger. What was your reception like? I presume you were a speaker at Freedom mm-hmm. Fest. There was, like, a lot of stuff to see,
right,
and we don't ever get to see any of this.
So. Yeah.
How was your reception? Was it well attended, your speech? Was it, most of the folks there that were attending in general were elderly or older folks. Was that true for the people that came to see you, or was it kind of like the same old anarchists that came to see you?
Oh, no, definitely older demographic. Of course, mm-hmm, from my perspective, they're more like people my age.
Contemporaries.
But I did a round table, so it wasn't actually a speech, but yeah, it was better attended than I thought it might be because there's a lot of competition.
And what was the topic of the round table?
Well, that was about overzealous prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used Ross's case as an example. And so, yeah, it was interesting. It was good. But I also, the best value for me was the networking mm-hmm. at Freedom Fest. And I was able to speak to a senator. I was able to speak to a congressman and people in the criminal justice reform community who are kind of sometimes difficult to get to. you know, people who are high up there. And they're all great. And other people who are going to, I think, be of great help. And it's a different demographic, but a lot of them are very influential. And
a lot of Republicans are there,
too. Republicans and conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And libertarians, too,
sure.
But I think it's very conservative. But they are also, because they're older and they have connections. They have money.
Right.
They have, you know, here it's very, I feel like, oh, now I'm gone home and with my friends. I'm hanging out with my friends. But, because I forget how old I am, of course. I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
Well,
with
you're welcome here. That's right. Yeah.
I'm here with my contemporaries. Oh, no, I forgot. Anyway, but it's, yeah. I mean, there were young people there, too.
You're right.
It's kind of the same skew as here, only opposite.
Yeah.
You know, it's Ed Griffin and I. And then, you know.
But people that you were connecting with were kind to you, were understanding.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They saw this as a travesty. They
Absolutely.
Saw this as horrible.
Okay. Yeah, I know. There are a lot of people there who really can see the evils of the government. I mean, that's why they're there. And people even who I was telling about for the first time were very sympathetic and wishing me well. And no, I mean, maybe, you know, who's going to say otherwise, really?
Right.
But no, it was, people were shocked, because it is shocking when you hear the sentence. Yeah. And there was a few panels on the criminal justice system. And, you know, so people there were aware about the abuses and how broken it is. It seems to be fairly well accepted that it's totally broken.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, like I said, we kind of sit at our table and we interview people the whole time, and so we don't get the same experience of connecting with, you know, being able to speak and all that. Right now over at freeross.org, you guys have the Railroaded documentary. I think that's worth talking about because, you know, every time we talk to you, it's always tempting to go over all the horrifying details of this trial, which, of course, we could spend an entire show plus and then some on, because it was so horrible, the way this judge behaved, the way the prosecution acted, the corrupt cops who are now in prison because of what they did, the evidence that was blocked out of the trial. I mean, there's so
including
much...
Including that very important bit of information.
About the corrupt cops,
right,
you mean?
I mean, you know, the fact that two officers were sent to prison in relation to your case and that information doesn't even get presented at trial, that...
Yeah.
In and of itself, I mean, should have just
that's all you
thrown
need
everything
to know.
Out. Yeah.
That's right.
So all of that stuff, you can go to freeross.org. You can watch a documentary that you guys produced to really just take you through the whole timeline, to take you through the whole thing, to show the evidence that you'll never see in the court, to show the truth behind what happened here. It's very persuasive.
Yeah, it's all documented. That's right.
So please go to freeross.org, check out that documentary. And again, if you're brand new, even if you're not brand new to Ross Ulbricht.
I learned a lot.
I learned stuff, too. You're going to learn stuff from watching this documentary. I highly recommend it. Give them a donation at freeross.org. But more importantly, sign the petition as well. There's two petitions. There's the one for Everybody Everywhere, and then there's the one for New Hampshire specifically. So get on over to freeross.org. Anything else that you want to add here tonight?
Well, the New Hampshire one is freeross.org/NH.
Perfect.
It's not on the website.
Okay, good.
It's special. But
thanks for that.
Just so appreciative of your support. Really am.
Thank you,
and
Lynn.
It makes so much of a difference. You guys are true freedom fighters, really.
We'll keep going. We love you.
I know.
And we're
Thank
out of time.
You.
I appreciate it. We got
Great.
More coming up here from the Anarcho-Vegas, the very first ever, here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is all set to go before two House committees, but he's not expected to stray away from what he said in his lengthy report on the Russia investigation. When he was asked before, he said this.
The report is my testimony.
The Justice Department is giving him cover, telling him in a letter to stick to the report's contents. They also wrote that he shouldn't discuss redacted material, including information about uncharged third parties and executive privilege. The letter provides Mueller a formal directive he can cite if he gets questions that he doesn't think he should answer. In his only statement after being appointed special counsel, Mueller said he would not go beyond the report if he testified. The Justice Department's letter was in response to his request for guidance about limits on his upcoming testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho Vegas. AnarchoVegas.com is their website as we're getting into the evening hours here. With a couple more guests to wrap out this episode of Free Talk Live, and I think we'll finally be done, Mark, with this exhaustingly long.
It's going to be nice to have a day off tomorrow. It's going to be really nice.
Trip to Vegas. It ain't going to be a day off. We're going to be traveling.
Well, at night.
So we're going to be traveling during the night. Yes. We've got a red eye flight from here to Boston, and then in the morning. On Tuesday, Rich Paul's got his hearing to change his name to Nobody, so I don't know. We'll see how much sleep I manage to get in that time frame.
And but, speaking of unusual names,
yeah.
I have with me Anthem Blanchard. Now, Anthem, I feel like it's important to set a foundation with the listener at first talking about your dad, just briefly.
My dad, James U. Blanchard, thank you very much, Mark and Ian, for having me on. It's really appreciated.
Sure. Thanks for being here.
My father, James U. Blanchard, helped to push for the legalization of physical gold coins and bars in the United States. A lot of people don't know this, but from 1933 through 1974, it was illegal for U.S. citizens to own physical gold.
That's right.
My dad was a paraplegic. He got into a near-fatal car accident at 18 years old, and this really motivated him, I think, to become fearless and really advocate for personal freedom for everyone. So he did this in the gold movement, went to Washington, D.C., threatened the government to arrest him, smuggled a bar of gold from Canada and held it in his lap. During Richard Nixon's re-inauguration in the early 70s, he paid for a biplane to go over with a banner that said legalize gold behind it.
Amazing.
Once gold became legal, he created with my mother what became the largest gold company on the planet, eponymous with their last name, our last name, Blanchard and Company.
Huh.
And they sold it to General Electric 30 years ago. And they also started the longest-running investment conference still. It's called the New Orleans Investment Conference, under other ownership now. But
now, with a first name like Anthem, you might think your dad was a Ayn Rand fan.
Yeah, he was pretty prolific there, my mom and dad both. And actually, the funny thing is my mom actually paid for my naming rights. I was going to be James Ulysses Blanchard IV, which would have been wonderful. My mom wanted to name me Anthem Hayek, so my middle name is named after Friedrich August Hayek, the Nobel winner, mm-hmm. Austrian economist that wrote Road to Serfdom and Denationalization of Money, and ultimately really foretold about Bitcoin and crypto. So there's an interview in 1984 that was part of the Cato Institute series. My dad was a board member there, and he interviews Hayek. They talk about this concept. They also talk about the concept of physical monies in physical solid form, so metal money circulating. So it's really interesting to see now, you know, 35, you know, all this time later, it's all of a sudden coming to fruition.
And, let's talk about gold as money. This is something that has, you know, for whatever been possible, I suppose, since 1975, since gold's been legal. You could pay for things with gold. But for whatever reason, although Americans want to buy it, they want to hold it, they want to use it, they want to invest in it, they don't want to use it for money. What's changed?
What's changed is Bitcoin. So we have this Gresham's Law principle that people hoard good, more valuable forms of wealth, and they
sure
spend
do.
Less form. And so, especially when you have fiat government decrees saying you have to spend some of this currency,
mm-hmm.
I think Bitcoin becomes the new gold because it's more trusted in a digital marketplace, which is really, the economy has been digital since 1971, since
right.
the U.S. government took the dollar off of the gold standard. Now we have a true digital bedrock. I think gold now becomes a universal currency, and the key, the interesting paradox is Bitcoin is the key, because you needed this transit mechanism of software. Bitcoin is all it is software. I mean, it's much more than that, obviously,
sure.
but it is really just network
software. It's code. Somebody
software.
Wrote some code.
Yeah, it's network software, and you can use network software as software, and you can use it as a chassis, a foundation, a security layer, if you will, of the Internet.
So what about now you have attached gold to a token, right?
Yes, I'm really proud. Our team did the first ever gold token in the United States, the first gold token offered to U.S. citizens. It's the second globally after the Digix DGX token in Singapore. That's really interesting. So that token launched, the DGX one, about a year ago, and it did about 4.5 million market cap, which, to put that in perspective, the first year of the largest dollar version, like dollar Bitcoin called Tether, they did 1.5 million.
So that's a big difference.
Yep. And Libra now, probably people have heard Facebook's endeavor. So,
yep.
You know, the Chinese government, through their main Chinese newspaper, China Daily, about a week ago or so announced a gold token that their government intends to do. All of a sudden, it's
really?
A very hot topic.
So, One thing that I think really separates your token from the rest of them, I could put out a token tomorrow, right? This thing's backed by my good looks or whatever. Okay, so good looks probably isn't a good example. I could say it's backed by anything. Sand at the beach. And there's really just no accountability. You mentioned Tether. There's been some issues with Tether as to whether or not it's actually backed the way people say it is.
Mm.
How do you, with gold, you're talking about people, when people buy gold, they want the most firm foundation that comes with financial instrument.
It's really well said, and my family legacy, I've been in e-payments for 17 years, and you're right, assurance is a big deal. I'm really proud. We created the first ever gold on 24-hour-a-day video. You can go to the website anthemgold.com and view it. Never before insured, allocated, stored gold that's been on video before, believe it or not. So aside from the tokenization, in addition, we created an incorruptible software that we anchor into Bitcoin. It's usable for any universal type service. It's called Hercules. It's, I don't want to really get into it too much, but what it does is it gives us a guarantee of all of the inventory logs of the gold bars there. So in other words, we can't counterfeit and reproduce that information and make it look like something it's not.
Right. There's a clock. There's serial numbers with the gold bars. Everything is as clear as you can possibly make it that the gold that you possess through this token is right there, right now.
We pride ourselves. We even have a X-ray fluorescent spectrometer that we push the results on, and we also save into Bitcoin using our Hercules software. It's pretty remarkable. I'm really, really proud of it. I think it's something that others haven't done. We've taken Lloyds. We've done all these things, but we've also gone the extra mile.
Wow. Where is this vault?
It's in North Houston. So it's in
North Houston.
A 50-acre campus. It's Montgomery, Texas.
Okay.
It is a data co-location facility that was built 36 years ago by a guy named Louis Kung. Interesting character. He was one of Chiang Kai-shek's nephews, so the former leader of China that got ousted by Mao. And he built this facility for, you know, you can kind of guess for whatever reasons. And it's a nuclear
security
bunker.
I guess.
A nuclear bunker that is now transitioned into a data center. So there's a lot of internet companies there. There's a lot of companies that are oil companies that have disaster recoveries in case of hurricane. It's about 30 minutes north of Exxon Global Headquarters. It's a really, really neat facility. So it's also the first digital gold to be vaulted in the United States that's like digital cash, like Anthem Gold's, in 15 years since eGold got shut down because of not following regulations. So it's a pretty big accomplishment, that.
So how easy is it to use? I mean, Bitcoin has become quite easy to use. You can, you know, have it on your phone, zip, and make a payment. How easy is it to use? What's the transaction cost?
Well, I think I paid you some digital gold cash, or AGLD, and I think what the process was under a minute. And you already did have an ERC wallet.
Well, under a minute.
It was pretty fast. It was just going to our website, anthemgold.com, and you can create an account if you don't have an Ethereum wallet. It's all free, and this is an intro for you. It might be a nice intro. We offer the gold deliverable to you. They're stored in kilogram bars, and they're deliverable all the way down to 1 gram bar increments for you. You can buy it and sell it with cryptocurrency right now. We don't have it offerable in dollars. You have to use Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Very nice.
And we're offered in 174 countries. In addition, the U.S. right now, Texas, Wyoming, Montana citizens only. We just launched the gold token April 23rd, and we're looking for exchange partners to be able to provide a stable.
So is this only available to people in those states at the moment?
And 173 other countries, including China, India,
very cool.
Most of Europe, most of South America.
AnthemGold.com is the site. Anthem Blanchard, thank you for joining us on Free Talk Live. We're very excited about these gold-backed cryptos, and I'm glad to hear there's yet another in the market competing. And thank you for sitting in with us here.
We got
more coming up here from Anarcho Vegas in moments, and this is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco. Anarcho-Vegas.
It's hard not to say it. Screwed up too.
Which came from Anarchapulco. Anarchapulco has you know, spawned a few different sort of sub-events, or whatever you want to call them, inspired events, forks, if you will, friendly forks. And Jeff Berwick joining Ian and Mark in the studio. Hey, Jeff.
As evidence that it's a friendly fork.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
You're here. You spoke today. What was your kind of stream of consciousness? What were you talking about today?
Oh, man, lots of things. But,
you remember?
It's all over the map.
This is the thing. I was the MC on the Cryptopulco stage.
That's right.
At Anarchapulco. Thank you, Jeff. I work this room. I'm working it every day for, I thought, well, it was 4 days or something like that. Then at the kind of to wrap it all up, Jeff scheduled to do the thing, to do the
closing
the stage. And like suddenly everything changes in the room. The people pile in. I mean, it's just standing room only, right? Like people are sitting, but there's people standing all over the place because they want to see this particular speech. And then Jeff goes up there. He's got no notes.
Yeah.
He's got no presentation. He's got nothing but like a cocktail. And that's it. And off we go to the races. And people go mad over these speeches. I don't know how you do it, Jeff. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I bet you don't.
It just comes out of you, right?
Yeah, it was like about a couple years ago. I gave speeches for a long time, and you know, sometimes I have notes. Sometimes I even read it off something.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I was like, maybe I should just wing it.
Yep.
And I don't think I'm the best speaker at all. Like, I'm shocked that anyone even shows up every time, but I get a lot of great feedback just because I guess I just... let it all out there somehow. It's a bit of like going with the flow or being in flow state, which actually I learned a bit from my hypnosis therapist.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, even when he asked me what I talked about, I don't really fully remember because I was just in like
you
a
were
flow
in the
state.
Zone.
Yes, yes.
For sure. I know you mentioned that I was in there for part of it, and you talked about how things seem like they're changing different, or if they're faster, changing faster in an unusual way now that you've observed.
I personally have. I don't know if you guys
tell me about it.
It's kind of blowing my mind in the last few months. It's like, in my opinion, everything seems to be going our way right now. All my friends, like, that we, they're always having problems before. They're always broke or had their relationship problems. Everyone's, like, doing really good right now, and I can't fully explain what's going on, but I think part of it is that a lot of us, including myself, have really committed to doing a lot of work on ourselves and you know, just whatever it is, therapy or even working out or, you know, just working on yourself. And but I can't fully explain what's going on. Like, I'm almost tripped out by what's going on. It seems,
well, that could have to do with the idea that, you know, you want to be the change you wish to see in the world. So if you're changing yourself, if you're focusing on making yourself better, maybe the world on the outside is going to manifest into a better place.
That's could how be. It appears.
Yeah, it could be.
It's quite shocking. And I
and
could be
pleasant.
Wrong.
And
I could
pleasant
be wrong.
At the same time.
Very pleasant.
So let's talk a little bit about your event, Anarchapulco. It's gearing up already. We're what, about a half a year away almost? A little bit more than half a year away. I know that you guys are probably working. You've got Jessica, who's your key organizer. I think you're bringing her back for 2020. She did a great job in 2019. It's a great event. And is there anything you can tease us with for 2020?
We're just about to announce. I can't tell you too much.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is I think everyone will be shocked.
Really?
Yeah. You will be shocked at what we've got lined up.
Well, I can't give you too much. It's a shocking event already. I mean, the idea that you had David Icke the last go-around.
Ron Paul.
Yep.
And amazing.
It's always just these amazing speakers and that sort of thing.
Well, a lot of people are coming to our way of thinking now from places you wouldn't even expect.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like
you
big actors. Yeah, so there's like politicians, there's like big actors. I can't say who yet.
Okay.
You know, there's some sort of conscious awakening happening, and a lot of people are starting to realize that what we're talking about isn't that crazy. In fact, it's something quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of attracting all kinds of people. And for me personally, as you guys know, in Anarchapulco, I like to have a really diverse sort of lineup.
Yes.
All kinds of people, whether they're like super spiritual or super like Larkin Rose philosophical or even political like Ron Paul a little bit.
Yep.
And, you know, just give everyone all these different perspectives. And let them decide if they like it.
Right. They can choose to love or hate whomever's there. Yeah. So long as they come and you know, and participate in the event.
That is something I really love about Anarchapulco is the diversity of not just the speakers, but who they attract as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've described it as everything from the crypto suits to the crypto hippies, basically. Because it seems like one thing that a lot of them have in common is everybody's into crypto at Anarchapulco. I've described it as almost like a crypto conference, even though it's only one track, even though crypto's like 1/4 or 1/5 or whatever of the full different things you've got going on there. It's like it's on everybody's lips. It's what everybody's talking about. At least that's my experience. I don't know about you.
It's definitely important. As I talked about in my talk, I remember some of it, there's two main things that have really changed the world, in my opinion, in the last 30 years. It's the internet. Now we have access to information. Like you guys, well, I know you're not just on the internet, but, you know, I might not even know who you guys
but
were
we
without the internet,
exist
right?
If
right,
it
right.
wasn't for the internet.
Yeah. Exactly,
the
right? So that changes the game. And the second thing that changed the game is cryptocurrencies. So
totally.
The two main control systems that these people, whoever they are, who've been controlling a lot of stuff for hundreds of years, is information and the money system. And through the internet, we actually are changing that, and that's why
right.
they're trying to censor everything now.
Yep.
But they can't, which is great. And then the money system, and now we have cryptocurrencies, and they can't stop that either. So.
And the crypto stuff has made it so they're even less able to censor, right? Because the big platforms, the YouTubes and the whatever else there is, Facebooks, they've been cracking down. But the market, through crypto and decentralization, has been coming up with alternatives. So we've got, for instance, Mastodon, which is a decentralized alternative to Twitter. It's been in the news recently because the platform Gab, I don't know if you've heard of them, they flipped over to Mastodon, became the number one most populous Mastodon node. And again, this is a decentralized, federated system where anybody who's got a server can put up a Mastodon instance. And then they can have set whatever rules they want to. The people at Mastodon can't do anything about it. And it actually turns out they're pissed because the people at Mastodon tend to be socialists from Europe. Mm-hmm. And they're mad that Gab's on there because Gab's kind of got like this alt-right tinge to it. So they're actually trying to blacklist their server as much as they can. But, well, the one thing they can't do is take it down.
And freedom's a funny thing, isn't it?
Right.
So, speaking of freedom, you do this podcast, video blog, I'm not sure what to call it.
Anarchast.
Called Anarchast. Can you tell people about it a little bit? Because this is, it's a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal. We get like 10 or 20 or 30,000 views, but we're super shadow banned. But it's pretty amazing. Like when I started in 2011, I don't know if this MC here is bothering the audio, but
it's loud.
It's
but
okay.
He's good, man. He's good on that microphone.
Yeah, Benny Wills is great. Oh, that's one thing I can tell you if you didn't hear. Benny Wills is going to be the MC next year at Narcopoco. So
yeah, I've heard that.
About that.
It's exciting.
He does an amazing job, and his poetry was absolutely fantastic today.
Yeah, I got to hear some of his poetry up there, and wow.
Super talented.
Yeah,
I just turned
so
you back up. Now you're good. All right, so they're kicking everybody out, but we're just going to wrap this this interview up. Anarchapulco, year number how many? How many of these, Jeff, have there been now?
Anarchapulco?
Yeah.
Or
Anarchapulco.
Yeah, I think this will be the fifth coming?
Sixth.
Yeah. Year number six coming up, anarchapulco.com.
And where do people find Anarchast?
On YouTube, or I think you guys, do you still put it on your radio network?
I'll have to check the schedule. as long as you're producing weekly, you're on.
Yeah, we do pretty much. So.
Yeah, then you're probably on
cool.
Right now.
It's great content, and it's always a pleasure to see you speak, Jeff.
Yeah, keep up the good work out there.
You guys too. You guys are kicking ass.
Was there anything else that we should have asked you about that we didn't?
Only if you want to.
Go to anarchapulco.com. Tickets available now for 2020. Yes. It's still early bird pricing.
Yeah,
you still
get the early bird for the next couple of weeks. And so once we announce the speakers, we're going to give people a few days.
Right.
Because I think it's going to sell out because we had 2,000 last year.
2,000.
The max that we can do is 3,000.
That was the question I wanted to ask. Is Anarchapulco bigger than Freedom Fest?
I think so.
It will be, I think, in 2020.
I think it was on par this year. I think that the claim that Freedom Fest is the top or the most attended is only true if you say in the United States. Worldwide, you guys are giving them a run for their money.
You know, with the crypto market back, I think we're probably going to sell it at 3,000 next year, but I could be wrong. But it'll definitely be over 2,000, which is more than Freedom Fest. So.
And 3,000 is what you could handle.
Yeah, that's the max.
The really awesome event. That
and it's so much fun. And the resort is amazing, and it's so beautiful. Such a great place to be, and way more
affordable. Especially in February.
Way more affordable than Las Vegas. Oh, my God. Oh, my
Man,
God.
I ordered room service this morning at the hotel. I had chicken soup, a coffee for my enema, and a green juice, $60. In Mexico, that would have been $5.
$5. Right. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure having you on here. Great to see you. Jeff Berwick, check him out. His show is Anarchast, and anarchapulco.com is where you can go to grab tickets. We will look forward to seeing you there, hopefully. And it has been Free Talk Live from Anarcho Vegas.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Living in a more free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. If you're stuck at a job, business, or relationship where you are not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.